I'm Nicole Livis. As the partial U.S. government shutdown approaches its third week, President Trump and top lawmakers will meet again today in a bid to end the impasse over border security. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This morning's meeting in the Situation Room comes after the new House Democratic majority passed legislation to end the shutdown without giving the president money he wants for his border wall. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says he's not backing down.
The president's been willing to negotiate from the beginning, but he's not going to put our national security and the safety of American people at risk.
But there are signs of GOP unease. Some senators up for re-election next year say it's time to end the dispute and fund the government. Their leader, though, says the House passed bills are non-starters unless the president backs them. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The government shutdown debate marks the first time President Trump has faced an opposition party in power following 2 years of complete Republican control of the government. 800,000 federal workers have been furloughed or are working without pay. Mexico has formally asked the United States for an exhaustive investigation into a New Year's Day incident in which U.S. agents fired non-lethal weapons to stop migrants from breaching the border. Border agents fired tear gas and pepper spray on January 1st near San Diego. At the time, Border Protection said the tear gas had been used against migrants throwing rocks different from those trying to cross into the United States. British Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt said Friday he was extremely worried about former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, a dual U.S.-UK citizen who has been detained in Russia on espionage charges. In an interview with Sky News, Hunt warned Russia that individuals should not be used as pawns of diplomatic leverage. The U.S. Embassy disclosed Whelan's British citizenship to U.K. officials on Thursday, one day after the U.S. ambassador met with him in a Moscow prison. This is VOA News. The private data of hundreds of German politicians, including Chancellor Angela Merkel, has been hacked and posted on Twitter. A government spokesperson said the initial review has indicated no sensitive information or data of Merkel's had been leaked. The stolen data, which was posted in December, includes personal addresses, phone numbers, even invoices and credit cards. Celebrities and journalists were also targeted. Asian markets rebounded Friday on hopes that upcoming trade talks between the U.S. and China will calm a trade dispute that has rattled global markets. European shares also recouped earlier losses. Stock markets across the globe dropped on Thursday after tech giant Apple said sales of its devices had fallen sharply in China last month. Friday's Labor Department report shows strong job gains for the month of December. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
The Labor Department reports the economy added a whopping 312,000 jobs. At the same time, the unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9%. But that was a reflection of a surge in job seekers, generally a positive sign for growth. And wages also improved, with average hourly pay up 3.2% from a year ago. Healthcare, food services, construction, and manufacturing were the primary contributors to last month's hiring. It comes as an encouraging display of strength for an economy in the midst of a trade war, slowing global growth, and a partial shutdown of the federal government. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States is demanding the Democratic Republic of Congo release accurate election results and on Thursday warned of sanctions against anyone who tries to undermine Congo's democracy. The Election Commission told reporters results of the December 30th presidential vote may be delayed because of a slow counting process. UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravana Shamdasani says there are some reports of violence.
There are preliminary reports of some pockets of violence and, you know, people being injured.
Election results are due to be published by Sunday, with the new president set to be inaugurated on January 15th. Pre-election polls indicate that opposition figure Martin Fayulu was the favorite to replace outgoing President Joseph Kabila. The Chinese Jade Rabbit 2 rover is making tracks on the soft, snow-like surface of the dark side of the moon. The rover drove off its lander's ramp and onto the lunar surface Thursday, about 12 hours after the Chang'e 4 spacecraft made the first-ever landing on the moon's far side. China's space agency posted a photo online. The U.S. and Russia have sent spacecraft to the near side of the moon, but the latest Chinese landing is the first on the far side. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of